Kafia Murahi is an historian and a member spokesperson for the Ōrākau Heritage Society. It's 160 years since the Battle of Ōrākau, and it's been a while since we have spoken, but it's certainly neat to link arms again, Kafia. Hoki maira, kia ora rangi wā te me te hōtaka Pākehā i tā tēnei hoa. Tēnā koe, Kafia.
Morena, ngā mihi kia koe, Dale. Tika tō kōrero, he roa te wā e hoa.
Kia ora rau atu koe. It's right that we remember this particular circumstance, but just before we do, remind us about your mahi, and I see you as something of an authority on this event and this period of history in and around Tomutu Kihikihi Ōrākau. What's intrigued you about this situation for so long, and how do you describe your relationship with Ōrākau, Kafia?
Tēnā koe mō tēnā pātai, Dale. Well, I don't consider myself a historian. I do have some knowledge of our history around the Waipā and Maniapoto and Waikato Raukawa. I guess this will be 14 years for me and my association with the Kaupapa of Ōrākau, the battle, and the commemorations that we've been holding non-stop over these 14 years. And I guess my interest in this particular event, historical event, is one, a number of my tupuna were part of the defence coalition who withstood the might of the British Army for 3 days and two nights. So my dad, when we were growing up, was like a bit of a scratched record. He liked to tell us stories of his tupuna at Ōrākau. And I guess that unconsciously was embedded in my memory banks. And a number of years later, as I got to adulthood, I began to understand the importance of this event. So with that in mind, it was a natural progression, I think, to gravitate to several friends and relations of mine who had an interest in history as well. And so we created this group called the Ōrākau Heritage Group, and we've been doing commemorations for the last 14 years.
Tēnā koe, and where will this year's commemoration take place? And when?
It will take place on the 2nd of April, which is Tuesday, the day following Easter Monday, which was historically the last day of the siege of Ōrākau itself. And the venue will be the old battle site itself, which is, I can say, is in the last phase of its return process to our iwi.
Explain that for our listeners, please, Kafia.
Sure. The 150th anniversary, we used that as a platform to advance the idea of returning the Ōrākau battle site, which was at that time in the hands of Sue and Chris Kay, some local farmers who were willing to put their property on the market. So we advanced the notion with their support and with their collaboration that on the 150th we should put it out to the Crown, that maybe the Crown should consider buying back this property. And that was in 2014. So in 2016, I believe, the Crown made a formal offer to the Kays, and they bought the property for the purpose of returning the land. That's 2016. It's taken us a number of years to work through a deed agreement between the Crown and our three iwi, Raukawa, Waikato, Maniapoto. That agreement, that deed was signed off before the new government came into power. And that deed makes a provision that the land should be handed back and that the title to the whenua should be in the names of those tupuna who fought and fell in the battle itself. So the title will be in the name of those tupuna to ensure that their names are never forgotten into the future. And it is a way of honouring their sacrifice on that particular battlefield. Now the land, once the legislation which will be introduced in the coming weeks to the House under Minister Tamapotaka, the legislation will give effect to the agreements between the Crown and our three iwi and will provide that legislative framework and the punch that is required.
Tēnā koe, ka whē, thanks for the explanation. For a long time, there's just been a plinth on the side of the road next to the battle site, and many would drive past unaware of the history, tenacity that our people displayed when they were severely outnumbered. And you can imagine this all those years ago. What sort of land are we talking about? Did they buy the farm or just a block? And ultimately, what would you like to see there on that site, if anything at all?
The farm that the Crown bought is a 9.7 hectare property, which is a beautiful piece of land. We have, in collaboration with the Crown, removed the milking shed and a few other implement sheds off the property. The idea, and we've been working on a concept for a living memorial for that site for a number of years. And it is my hope that this year, 10 years after the 150th, when Minister Finlayson, then the Minister of Treaty Negotiations and Minister of Culture and Heritage, made an invitation for our iwi leaders to meet with them in Wellington to begin planning for a more appropriate, scaled memorial to that particular battle, based on its significance in our nation's history and based on the fact that so many iwi outside of Tainui took part in that particular engagement. So it's been 10 years and we're still waiting for the Crown to fulfill its promise and its duty to us. So we've got plans and ideas. We're just waiting for the Crown.
Many people fell. Many of our people fell there. I had the opportunity to interview Vincent Metala Wahine Fiore Kidman about the New Zealand Wars Puka Puka that he was working on, but she recounted a visit to that site, and it was very moving the way she explained how the feeling there was unusual. Look, some people are spiritual, some aren't. What feelings, vibes do you feel when you stand on that whenua, Kafia?
Well, I think, Dale, one of the interesting things is when you know about the history of what took place, I think that somehow plays on your emotional state. And for me, I feel nothing but absolute aroha and sorrow for all of those lives that were lost, not only at Ōrākau, but the entire invasion of the Waikato, and knowing that these battles and these conflicts were premeditated, were planned, and were executed by men in positions of political influence, but they had an alternative in that they failed to pursue the alternative, and that resulted in a huge dispossession of lands for our people, disconnection to whenua for our people, a cultural ethnocide, and I would go as far as to say almost on the brink of genocidal activity and campaign against our people. So when you understand that historical context, it does have an influence on your emotional position, your view, and how you're feeling when you point to this particular site.
There is mention of Rangiawhia. How does this tie in to what happened at Ōrākau? Because I remember some frustration, perhaps even fury, at a monument to Mamajik Nixon. It's where I live. It's in Otahuhu here in Auckland. What's the tie-up between him, Ōrākau, and Rangiawhia?
Well, my view is these Rangiawhia, Ōrākau, Waiari, Paterangi, Rangiriri, the crossing of Mga Tawhiri, these are all events in time which are connected. Although they are along a chronological line, very different times, they're connected because they were all part of an invasion by the Crown. So the relationship between Ōrākau and Rangiawhia is a very close relationship. The difference, of course, was that Rangiawhia was not a defended position. There were no warriors there. There were only innocent men, women, and children who were involved in growing of food. And the food and the gardens were to feed the defense force of Maori coalition fighters who were standing up to protect their hearth and homes. Whereas Ōrākau, the only difference is that Ōrākau was a pā built to slow down and try to stop the advance of the invasion. In Ōrākau, there were men, women, and children, but primarily it was a position built for an engagement with the Crown.
Well, we've still got much to be reminded of, and all the best come Tuesday of next week when we acknowledge 160 years since the Battle of Ōrākau, and Kawhia Mūrahi is part of the Ōrākau Heritage Society. Once again, a very revealing conversation, and appreciate your knowledge in this space and your willingness to share it with others, Kawhia. Mauri ora kia koe, te ringa tira, thanks for sharing some time with us.
Nui te mihi, Dale. We must catch up again.
I look forward to it. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Tēnā koe.